show, please don't hang up. Just talk to me, okay? I can't believe you just said, Michelle, come back. Please say something. Michelle, talk to me. Look, we had an argument. Couples fight. There is no reason to just leave everything behind. Running away isn't going to help any. Michelle, please.
For more details on that, elsewhere today, power has still not been restored to many cities on the southern seaboard. In the wake of this afternoon's widespread blackout, there has been some inclement weather in the region. The problem seems linked to what authorities are calling catastrophic power surge that has crippled traffic in the area.
Thank Please. Please. Please don't hurt me. Please. Just let me go, okay? I won't tell anybody. I promise. Okay, please just let me go. Please.
You need fluids. You were in shock.
What are you going to do to me?
I'm going to keep you alive. Work on getting handy with these.
My boyfriend was expecting me. He'll send the cops looking.
I'm sorry, but no one is looking for you. Guess I'm fighting you. I can respect that. But don't even think about trying that again. You're lucky to be here at all. My generosity only extends
so far. Eggs. Toradol to help with your pain.
Please. Please, just let me go. Please.
There is nowhere to go, Michelle. I look for you all. Given us how I saved your life, I think that's acceptable. You're lucky to be here at all.
What do you mean?
I found you, and I saved your life by bringing you here.
I don't understand.
There's been an attack.
What?
An attack. A big one. I'm not sure yet if it's chemical or nuclear, but down here we're safe.
So where are we exactly?
Underneath my farmhouse. 40 miles outside of Lake Charles.
I was driving north of here.
You were in an accident. You were turned over on the side of the road. I was driving by, and I saw... I saved your life, Michelle. I couldn't just leave you there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for saving my life. I guess I should go to a hospital now.
You can't leave. An attack means fallout, which contaminates the air above ground. That's how it works.
Well, how long do we have to wait until it's safe?
Depends on the proximity of the closest blast, 1 year, maybe two. And that's if we're talking about weapons that we know of. Russians are developing some nasty stuff, and if the Martians finally figured out a way to get here, their weapons will make the Ruskies look like sticks and stones. Luckily, I'm prepared for this.
I need to use your phone then to call my family and tell them that I'm safe here and make sure they're okay.
Michelle, they're not okay.
How do you know that?
And everyone outside of here is dead.
But what about you? Don't you have a family? Who's that?
Excuse me. You know what, Michelle? I'm going to tell you what I told him. You need to eat. You need to sleep. And you need to start showing me a little bit of appreciation. My name is Howard, by the way.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to scare you. Are you hungry? So, how are you doing? You okay?
What is this?
It's a bunker. Your room's a little bit of a fixer-upper, but I mean, at least you got a door. Scary door, but you still got a door.
How long have you been down here?
A couple of days, I think. You know, it's actually kind of hard to tell with no windows, sunlight, or anything.
I mean, how do we get out of here?
He didn't tell you? About... Getting out of here is the last thing you want to do. Because the air up there is contaminated.
I see you've met Emmett.
What happened to him?
He did that to himself. And his stumbling around isn't helping anything. What you heard earlier was him knocking over a shelf with a whole week's worth of food, which he's sorry for, correct?
Totally.
Let's go. Bathroom time. This is the common area. Good for R&R. As you can see, I've planned for a long stay. The aquaponics system cleans the air and keeps it fresh. This is the living room. Help yourself to any reading. If you like to watch films, I have some on DVD and VHS cassette. Just make sure you put them back in your sleeve when they're done. The kitchen is fully functional. Has an electric stove, refrigerator, freezer, silverware. And that table is a family heirloom, which means watch your glasses. Always use coasters and placemats. Keep your hands to yourself. Understand? No touching. Take a seat. This way. This is my private space, off limits, unless I give express permission. Go ahead.
Me too.
You will, though. And I've got to pace these things out, so please.
I need privacy.
You're welcome to close the curtain.
I can't with you standing there.
And I can't trust you not to burn this place down. This is for my own safety. I'm not some pervert. Just go. Don't flush unless you've gone. Can't afford wasted flushes. Take a seat. Are you hungry? Those are Megan's. She never went anywhere without two or three of those things.
Who's Megan?
Megan's not with us anymore. Don't worry. Just the generator.
Maybe it's a car outside.
That's not possible.
I heard one earlier, above my room.
If you had heard a car, the driver would be long dead by now.
Shouldn't we at least try to call the police or someone to find out what actually happened?
There's no one left to call. See that? Nothing's coming through. You think I sound crazy? It's amazing. You people,
You wear helmets when you ride your bikes. You have seat belts in your cars. You have alarm systems to protect your homes. But what do you do when those alarms go off? Crazy is building your ark after the flood has already come.
I think maybe it's time you met Frank and Mildred.
To an airlock. Lucky as you. It's the air, Michelle. That's what happens when you get exposed. I keep this door sealed at all times. No one comes in or out.
Met Frank and Mildred, huh?
It's funny, right? Whole world ends, and the thing he's most upset about is a pair of dead pigs. You in need of some reading material? Took all the quizzes. Sorry. But I did learn how to do a French braid, so, you know, if you want me to do that for you, just let me know.
What do you know about him?
He was in the Navy. I know that. I guess he did some stuff with satellites.
What kind of stuff?
Satellite stuff.
Well, what brought him out here?
I'm not sure. We bought this property a while back, but I never paid much attention until he hired me to help him get this place set up. The work was entertaining, though, that's for sure. You know, Howard's like a black belt in conspiracy theory. Plus, you know, how often you get hired to help build a doomsday bunker.
He didn't kidnap you?
No.
What about your arm? Were you trying to escape?
I was trying to get in. And I watched Howard build this place piece by piece for years. He was always talking about, you know, possible attacks from Al-Qaeda, Russia, South Korea.
You mean North Korea?
Is that the crazy one? So, yeah, that one. Poured all his money in his place. Took to it like his life depended on it. Which, you know, that stays with you.
So, told you all this while you're building his bomb shelter, and now he says that
The air is contaminated and then everybody's dead.
Yeah, I know where you're getting at, but there's more to it.
Howard abducted me. He drove me off the road, and he dragged me here. So whatever he's telling you about the air, some big attack, the purpose of this shelter is a lie.
No, no way. The attack, I saw myself.
What do you mean?
I was on my way home from work. And it looked like a flash. Bright red. Like an explosion from way far off. It wasn't like fireworks. No, it was just more like something you read about in the Bible.
So what you saw, what, a flash of light? Lightning? A fire that flared up?
I'm not explaining it right. This wasn't like anything I'd ever seen. And so my first thought was to come here. When I got here, Howard was closing the door. And I could see it right there on his face. He knew something was happening. Something bad. And so I fought my way in.
I heard a car right here above us.
Did you hear someone?
Right above us.
That is impossible. The air is...
What, contaminated? How do you know that?
Because I told him. Dinner's ready. See, you two are getting along. How's it, sauce?
It's fine.
As cooks go, I'm okay. Not great, but okay. Megan was a good cook. You'll learn to love cooking.
Mmm. Mmm. It's delicious. It's the best sauce I've ever tasted.
Are you being funny?
No. I mean, considering the alternative, which is, you know, getting burnt up in a chemical attack or nuclear, I'd say being alive and down here would make a fried turd taste pretty good. So, best damn sauce I ever had.
That's not a bad point. And please, watch your language at table.
Right? You know what I haven't been able to get out of my head for some reason? Ever since I got down here. Tattoos. Always wanted one. But I never got any. Because everybody always said, no, Emmett, you never get a decent job, you do that. Whatever. Like, that matters now, right? Tell you what. If I'd have known this was coming, I would have gotten like 50 of them. I swear, man. I would look like a circus freak or something. I'd just be covered, head to toe, tattoos all over my, you know, everywhere. Face, shirt, right there, across my forehead. Just my name, Emmett. Or, you know, Thug Life, YOLO. I don't even know what that means, but, you know, I hear people saying it all the time, so it must be cool. Hey, what about you, Howard? Hmm? Anything you wish you'd done?
In all honesty, no.
No? No crazy nights in Vegas. Maybe take a pilgrimage to Waco.
Everything I wanted to do, I did. I focused on being prepared, and I was. And here we are.
Oh my goodness. Is that Monopoly? There we go. Yeah, that's how we kill the time. I mean, what'd you say? We're gonna be down here, what, like a year, two, maybe?
I bet you if we started a game right now, we might even get halfway
through. Stop talking. You don't need to make jokes about how long we're going to be down here. Nobody knows how long that's going to be. Your humor is not funny. I don't appreciate it while I'm trying to eat, and neither does Michelle. Now please shut up and let us eat in peace.
I know what you're saying. I never could finish Monopoly. The game really does take forever, right? For me, though, it was Chutes and Ladders, Sorry, and Trouble. You know, the thing with the dice and the thing that you press. What was that called?
The problematic bubble.
Yeah.
Did you ever play that, what was it, Operation?
Loved Operation.
Same, man, I couldn't play that game. Terrified me. That noise that thing would make when you hit that edge, I mean, good Lord.
It's pretty scary. Could you give me the salt? Please. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I'm going to need the pepper.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm asking for pepper.
I tell you were. What was that?
I don't know what you're talking about,
Harry. You're trying to insult me here in the shelter that I built that's keeping you alive? You don't think I see what you just did? Is that how you thank me for saving your life?
Oh, calm down.
Shut up! Shut up and stay in your seat! Is it? Well, let me tell you, I know what a traitor looks like. Understand? I have shown you nothing but generosity and hospitality. I want you to apologize. To tell me you're going to behave.
I will.
You will what?
I'll behave. And I'm so sorry.
Sit.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
for my keys. Hard realizing they're all gone. The ones you love. I have something to confess to you. I crashed into your car. Your accident was my fault. When I found out about the incoming attack, I got frantic. I knew I needed to get back here as soon as possible, so I was driving like a maniac. I tried to pass you, and I'm the reason you went off the road. I know I seem like a sensible guy, but at the time, I wasn't myself. It was an accident, but it was my fault. I was afraid to tell you. And I'm sorry. You should shower. Even the smallest amount of air that came through the hinges could be toxic. These are Megan's. If you want. I recognize that woman's car. Her name was Leslie, I think.
You knew her?
She was a neighbor. Emmett wasn't the only one who knew about this place. If any others somehow survived, they could be coming here, too. As of Friday, kindness and generosity are antiquated customs. I'm going to need some stitches.
Why do you want me to?
This is your doing, isn't it?
I mean, I don't think I'm really qualified.
I'll walk you through it. Here. Have a drink.
What is it?
Technically, it's vodka. It's safe. I distilled it myself. I just said I distilled it. I didn't say anything about it actually tasting good.
Yeah, that's awful.
You want it on the rocks? A little trick I taught myself as a young man stationed on a ship with way too much free time. Every now and again, if the CO was working us too hard, we'd freeze and snap the knob off the bathroom door while he was still inside. Usually took him an hour or two to get out.
I'm good.
Suit yourself. Cheers. This is clean. All you need to do is stitch. Fine. Some stuff I grabbed from your car. Didn't have time to bring in the booze, sadly. What is all that?
I wanted to design clothes.
No wonder you were so good with the stitches. Megan wanted to be an artist.
She was your daughter?
Yes. She was smart. Loved to read. The magazines were just for fun. She inhaled books. Anything with Paris. She liked their movies, their culture, you know. At least she had this little joke every once in a while. I'd ask her, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you know what she'd say? French. Anyway, her mother turned her against me, took her off to Chicago. People are strange creatures. You can't always convince them that safety is in their own best interest.
You don't know they're gone.
Anyway, at least I tried to help them.
You know, there was nothing you could have done for that woman. Even if you let her in, she still would have died.
You asked earlier about regrets. Yeah, I've got some of those.
Welcome to the club. I mean, I lived my life in a 40-mile radius, you know, and that was by design. I made sure that happened. I was so fast in high school, I even managed to outrun my bad grades. I was all-state track 3 years in a row. Caught a full ride to Louisiana Tech up there in Ruston.
I remember I spent the last 2 weeks of that summer showing off the bus ticket they sent me to anybody to take a look at it. And then came the night before I was supposed to leave. And I just got so worried about how bad I was going to do up there with all those smart kids. So I went out of my way to get just piss wasted so bad that I knew there was no chance I was waking up in the morning. So I missed the bus. I didn't buy a ticket for the next one or the one after that.
Well, if you'd gone, you might be dead now.
Yeah, lucky me, right? Lucky us.
A few years ago, I was at a hardware store, and there was this little girl with her dad, and he was in a hurry, and she wasn't keeping up, so he kept yanking on her arm, but really hard, you know. Too hard. I know that feeling. When my dad got that way, my brother Colin was always there to take the worst of it for me. And I thought, you know, seeing this little girl, I thought maybe I could do that for her. But I just kept watching. And they're about to leave, and I've done nothing. And she slips. And it throws him off balance, and he hits her. And I wanted so badly to do something to help her, but I did what I always do when things get hard. I just panicked and ran.
Look, we're here. We're alive. And that means something. It's gotta.
Be kidding me.
What?
We're missing pieces here. Look at this poor cat. He's been deformed. He's got one eye. He's about to go snorkeling and everything, too. What are you doing?
Ooh. Cornering the market on post-apocalyptic fashion, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Need more axes and chainsaws.
What? She has a shotgun.
Yeah, what if up there it's like...
What? Lumberjacks?
Zombies. Though even Howard doesn't think that one's plausible. But you should hear his theory about mutant space worms.
What is that? Howard?
Stay calm. We're okay. What was that? Quiet.
That sounds like helicopters.
Could be military, but not ours.
How can you tell?
14 years in the Navy.
What's happening up there?
My guess, those flashes that kicked us all off, that was phase one. Take out your opponent's population centers with big hits all at once, fast, and then for round two, ground sweeps. The satellite log showed an increase in coded traffic recently, possibly extraterrestrial signals. I bet what we just heard were airborne patrols sent to hunt down the remaining signs of life. Like us. Okay. Oh, boy. That's bad. And that's worse.
What's up there?
Air filtration system. I can't... Something blocking the hatch. If we can't get it back on, we're going to run out of breathable air fast. You're the only one small enough to reach it.
Reach what?
The filtration system through there, the main duct. Someone needs to get in there and restart it. Give me a hand.
Let me go. She's not going to know her way around the unit.
You won't fit. Plus your arm. She'll be fine. Now, to restart the unit, you just swing the handle off, then on, off, then on. That should do it. And neither of us will be able to go in and help you if we get stuck. Don't get stuck. Everything okay up there?
That looks like a dead end.
That's the incline. Climb up that, and you're almost there.
Thank you.
What's wrong?
Howard. He lied. He lied about Megan.
What do you mean?
I think he did something horrible to her.
No. His family moved to Chicago years ago. What's this?
What was that blood? Here, come with me.
Wait, that's not Megan.
What do you mean?
Yeah, her name is Brittany. I remember her. She went to high school with my little sister. She went missing 2 years back. It was on the news and everything. Most people just thought she skipped town.
There was a message up there. It said help. It was scratched on the inside of the window. And this earring was with it. Did she ever show back up after she went missing? He said to me, he said to my face that this was his daughter. He said this was me.
Now that was a great example of teamwork. Very well done. If you like some music. Problem solving always puts me in a musical mood. Michelle, you should go shower just in case.
Style my bangs?
No, not the article. This. I think I can only make one. But it's a start.
No kidding.
What are you doing up? I didn't wake you up yet.
Oh, you write this fun angle medium.
Hey, Howard. Mm-hmm. What is this? Are you watching 16 Candles?
Pretty in Pink. It was one of Megan's favorite movies. Can I help you with something?
No. No, I'm just grabbing some water. Hey, you know, I was just thinking, not that I'm trying to tell you how to run this place or anything, I'm just a little curious. Michelle, say, how close do you think she got to that air filtration unit? You think she touched it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she touched it.
Well, I know she cleaned up after and everything, but I'm just thinking. Given that unit filters God knows what through from outside, if she tracked anything back in with her, it'd be pretty concentrated. And, I mean, it could be all over the shower, the sink, your bathroom right now. Anyway, it's just a thought.
Finds us, he's gonna kill us.
Alright, so we get the gun away from him. I would tie him up, make sure he isn't going anywhere. And then one of us just goes out and looks for help.
First word, tiny.
Small, pygmy, little.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, second word. Ooh, Michelle is a...
Girl. A girl, a child. It's a girl.
No, she's older, see? So she is a...
little princess?
No, it was woman. Little woman.
Hmm. Well, little woman. Next time, try being a little more specific. I'm always watching. Always.
God.
I go wherever I want.
I don't know.
I know what you're doing. I see what you're doing. I know what you're up to.
Look, Howard, I don't know what you're getting at.
I see you when you're sleeping.
I know what you're doing.
And I'm always watching.
I don't know.
Always watching. I'm always watching.
Santa Claus. There's Santa Claus.
Yeah, Michelle, that's great. Except that with them, it's turn.
Sorry, I just got a little excited.
Yeah, well, I'm keeping that point.
Totally, you earned it.
Emmett? Hey.
I need your help with something.
Sure.
You. On deck.
What is this?
The barrel.
What's in it?
Moving into the bathroom. This is perchloric acid. Do either of you know what that is? It's usually produced as a precursor to ammonium perchlorate fuel used for launching naval satellites into orbit. It's highly corrosive, dissolves most biological material on contact with humans right down to the bone.
Hey, Howard, what are you showing this to us for?
You think I'm an idiot.
Howard, please, you're going to have to tell us what it is that you're talking about.
I'm talking about getting rid of some waste. Tell me what you two are doing with this. You tell me what you two are planning
right now.
Just take it easy. Take it easy. Come on.
No. Howard, come on. Please.
I'm giving you one chance.
Hey. Howard, just calm down.
One chance to answer with some dignity, or I swear to God, you're going into this barrel while you're alive to feel
it. Here's me. Right? Not her. It's just me.
No.
Stay out of this, right? She doesn't have a clue what you're talking about. I wanted your gun, and so I was thinking about making a weapon to get it from you. I want her to respect me the way that she respects you. I'm not saying that I was right, okay? And I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
I'm sorry.
I accept your apology.
It's okay. This was the way it was always supposed to be. You're safe. Now it's just you and me. It's okay. Yeah, you should go to your room now. This next card is something you need to see.
Thank you.
I thought we changed things up tonight and have dessert before dinner. After all, we can do whatever we want now. Would you like a cone or a bowl? Megan always wanted hers in the bowl, so the cones were too messy. I know that this isn't the life you prefer, that it isn't easy for you living down here, but I want us to be a happy family, you and me. The mess is all taken care of, so just hang loose and I'll go get dinner started.
I was just about to do some reading.
It's time to set the table. Supper's ready.
Keeps doing that. I don't know why.
Michelle, why is this loose? Get up.
Why?
Get off the mattress. You gonna walk out on me? After I saved you and kept you safe, this is how you repay me.
No. This is...
Thank you.
stay with me.
Thank you. Thank you. The military has taken back the southern seaboard. If you are hearing this and aren't in a safe zone, head north of Baton Rouge. But if you have any medical training or combat experience, we need help. There are people in Houston. There are survivors at Mercy Hospital. Repeat. There are people in Houston who need our help. Come join us. We've taken back the southern seaboard. And we're winning. And if you have any medical training or combat experience, there are survivors.